Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Yes. He says, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Boy, I tell you one thing about God, He always will take care of you. No matter what your mom done or your parent, your dad, Jesus Christ said He will take you up and take care of you. What a great promise we have from the Word of God if we simply do what God has us to do. And what God wants us to do is to honor our mothers and our father, that our days on this earth may be long. I was also studying, there was a story about this lady. She was tracking over the south of Wales, and a blizzard came up. She had her baby with her. A blizzard came up, so a few days later, they found the lady. She was dead. But then they found her baby under her, covered up, nice and warm, still alive. The mother gave her life for the baby. I don't know, have any of you guys ever watched nature shows? And you ever seen a mom animal protect her child? She will do it unto the death. And that's what we saw Mary doing at the cross. She knew that going to the cross and to see her son there hanging was a dangerous situation. And she even put herself in that dangerous situation to see her son. What situations would we put ourselves in to see the Son of God? We need to get right close there to the cross as Mary did and see Jesus. When we see Jesus, you know, we always wonder, you know, I wonder why Jesus Christ, we know that Jesus had half brothers and half sisters. Why didn't he tell them to take care of them? You know, some suggest that they weren't saved at the time. But he turned to the disciple and said, behold our mother. And John the Beloved takes care of Mary throughout to the end of her life there. So the message today is honor thy mother and thy father. No matter what they've done to you, God didn't give a condition, say honor your mother and father if they've been good, did he?
No.
That's right. It doesn't matter if they haven't been good to you. I just told you in Psalms 27 verse 10, when thy mother and thy father forsake me, then will I take you up. He will take on those roles. God wants you to honor your mother and father irregardless of how they treated you. If you're blessed that your parents took care of you well, praise the Lord. And if you're not, God stood in the gap and took care of that for you. And you need to be obedient to Him. And if you really honor your father, God is our father. And we honor Him only by this. Remember this. We only honor Him by keeping His commandments. He said, if you love me, keep my commandment. And His commandment I told you He gave was to honor thy mother and thy father. So remember, if you still have a living mother, living father, make sure you honor them. And if you don't, you probably know someone that treats you like a mother or father. Someone in the church. Say, hey, I treat her as a mother because she's my mother. Because remember, God showed us that Christian church or that Christian family supersedes our earthly family. Many a times our earthly family are not saved. Many times they're going against what God said. So we need to relate to those that understand that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Jesus Christ is our Savior. And the Bible says, as you do it so much more to those of the household of faith. So much more of those that are household of faith. We have to simply do what God says. So on this great weekend, Mother's Day, pray for your mother. Give her a call and thank the Lord for her. Because Jesus Christ, as He was on the cross, displayed that even as He was about to die, He showed care and honor for His mother. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.